On Florida International University Week, many students struggle while taking a calculus course. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laird Kramer, founding director of the STEM Transformation Institute and professor of physics, attempts to find a way to change things.
Calculus. Even a word can strike fear in the hearts of students. Calculus courses have a reputation for being difficult, but this beautiful and elegant mathematics is the core of STEM careers. While calculus is a study of change, the traditional ways it has been taught haven't changed a lot. A common approach is for professors to lecture and for students to learn outside of class, often alone, in their dorm room at 2 a.m. Is there another, more effective way to teach calculus? My colleagues and I have been trying to answer this question for two decades. We recently led a study that showed active engagement, not lectures, helped students learn calculus and earn better grades. We followed 811 undergraduates who took the same Calculus 1 course. Half the students were in a traditional lecture-based course. The other half were part of the evidence-based active learning model that we developed. What did this model look like? Well, forget rote memorization and monotonous lectures. In active learning classrooms, you'll find students working together in small groups, developing and testing hypotheses. They learn to think and act like mathematicians, engineers, and scientists. After all, we learn by doing. Think of it this way. Learning math is like learning a language. It takes practice to develop your skill and proficiency. At the end of the course, students took a test. The results? Active learning classes had a higher average pass rate of 11%. These learning improvements also cut across majors and underrepresented groups in STEM. Apply that to the roughly 300,000 students taking calculus each year in the U.S., and it's an additional 33,000 students passing calculus and getting closer to a career in these high-demand fields.
That was Laird Kramer of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.